Hey guys, Brian with Ball Guy Sci and the Kick Some Class podcast. And if you are tuning in for the first time, I have a special episode for today. So the Kick Some Class podcast was designed for you, the educator, to help you kick some class in every area of life and to maximize your impact, whether that's at school, at home, or in life in general. And if you are a newbie just starting out, just trying to figure things out, or if you're an old grizzled veteran trying not to burn out, this podcast is for you. Well, I'm not going to spend much time talking about my special announcement before jumping right in, and that is that I wrote a book, and the book is live now on Amazon. It's called Recalculating, and it's a navigation system for educators who are burning out, getting out, or trying to stick it out. And I know that everybody in my audience fits into one of those categories. You've probably had some experiences with burnout in your past, and you're just trying to make it work. Maybe you're contemplating getting out. Maybe your school year's over. Maybe your school year's about to be over, and you're thinking, hey, I don't know if I want to come back. And maybe you are like diehard, and you say, hey, it doesn't matter what happens to me. It doesn't matter how burned out I am. I'm going to stick it out. Well, it doesn't really matter. And there's no judgment for any of those three places. I really want you to hear that. But this book was designed to take a holistic approach to how you do your job, how you live your life, and how you engage with your family and your health, every part of that. Now, I recorded an episode a while ago back talking about how I noticed and kind of had this epiphany moment about how my life overflows. And so as I began to think about that, it wasn't just one thing that was going to fix my burnout. It wasn't going to be this one moment where I realized, hey, my job just got easier, because we know that's not going to happen, right? Administrators or districts are going to put more stuff on your plate. Parents and students are going to have greater expectations on you, and you got to figure that out. The other part of it is I realized my health was suffering. And when my health suffered, then I went into school tired. And when I went into school tired, I didn't have as great an impact, and I didn't have a good day. And then I came home and spillover, right? So as I went through that, I realized that there were three basic domains that we experience in life. And this is just my take on the world, but I had a professional life, I had a personal life, and then I had my physical health life, right? And so I noticed that these three domains, if you will, started to influence one another. And as I began to do research and distill down probably 15 different books I had read, 24 years in education, a bunch of time in the personal growth and coaching aspect of life, and I distilled that all down into this book. And so the reason why I came up with the title Recalculating is, if you've ever been in a car and you know you've got your GPS running, whether it's on the phone or in the actual car, and you're going to a destination that you want to be at, but somewhere along the way you got off track. Maybe there was a detour, maybe you took a wrong exit, maybe you just got off to get some food or gas or whatever. You get back on the road and it's like, hold up, recalculating. It's trying to figure out how to get you back to that place that you wanted to go in the first place based on where you currently are. Well, that metaphor is exactly what I think has happened to a lot of educators. In the midst of COVID-19 and this pandemic and all these things that we've had to do, it didn't actually make the problems, it brought them to the surface. And so if you were already burning out, it made it so much worse that you were aware now that you were burning out. If you were already experiencing some issues in your job that, you know, maybe there were some changes that could happen there, then it just brought those to the surface that now they became more, more immediate in nature. And so thinking through this idea of recalculating, I thought, well, there's really a couple things that have to be in place. One, we have to know exactly where we are. And one of the things I notice is I kind of contemplate on where I am in life is there's often these pieces of judgment that come along with that thought. And one of the things that I think is just really good advice, aside from all of the stuff, is that when you assess where you are in life, be aware of when you are judging yourself for where you are. It doesn't matter who's to blame. It doesn't matter what's happened to you. What matters is that you're responsible for what you do next. And so you just need to be honest and accurate in where you currently are. So your car's GPS, whether it's your phone or not, is this idea that it's going to locate where you are. And so there's a system in place in the book to help you do that. And then the second piece that really needs to be in place is to think about where you want to be. And I really did kind of take a midlife crisis-y existential kind of holistic approach to this idea of what do I really want out of life? What are my values? What is my goal? What are my intentions? What do I want to experience every day now as I pursue what I want later? And so this idea that you can have a little taste now of what you're after, because otherwise you're working towards something that you're not guaranteed you're going to get, because none of us really have this, you know, promise that we're going to live till any particular age. And so maybe that's just my midlife crisis-y moment, but I really view this as a gift. And so in the book, there's this idea of let's locate where you are, figure out where you are, and then let's figure out where you want to be. And let's make sure that we're doing that according to values and priorities that actually matter to the core of who you are, to your family, to your job, to your health. And then those decisions will actually be congruent with who you are, and you won't feel that so much. So the last part is, how do we get from where we actually are to where we want to be? And there are some tips and tricks along the way. I mean, I'm not a doctor, but I will tell you that there are all these things that I've noticed that I would counsel people over the years, questions that have come up, things that people have learned, whether it was from other books or colleagues. They aren't going to be super groundbreaking to you, but I've compiled them in a place that makes it easy for you to look through, to reflect on your life, to say, hey, in this area, this is where I am, but this is where I want to be. And then just to take some practical steps to get along that way. And there are a couple other tools, I guess, that go along with that. Number one is when you get the book, there is a workbook that comes along with it that you download off my website, kicksomeclass.com, that will help you. I mean, of course, any teacher is going to give you some handouts, right, that you can go through in the book and to make sure that you are getting the most out of it. Instead of just reading to get it done, to complete that assignment, we actually make that thing part of us because I think your life really depends on it. The other thing is I started a private community on Facebook. And so not everybody who gets the book joins, but I will tell you this, there won't be any spammy stuff in there. It is only meant to be a small, tight-knit community of people who are reading the book, who want to actually bounce ideas off of each other and to actually make a difference and have somebody walk through and support them. So if you're a teacher and you're finding that you're going through burnout, you are exhausted right now at the end of a school year, and you're just looking for some tips and tricks, some maybe to overhaul your life or to think about what you could do differently, pick up the book on Amazon. It is $18.95 right now. But if you're not really sure, like, hey, is this right for me? Is this guy's teaching style something that's going to impact my life? You can go to kicksomeclass.com. And under the freebies tab, you can read a free chapter of the book and just see, like, hey, you know, you're getting some value out of this. And if you're getting value, go ahead and pick the book up. I'm working on an audiobook version right now for those of you that like to listen while you drive. But I really hope that truly, if you've gotten yourself off track, that this book will help you locate exactly where you are, set a path to where you want to be, to know that that is the ultimate place of health, balance, wholeness, and that it helps you kick some class. So, hey, if you grab the book, definitely tag me on social media, hashtag kick some class, and let me know what you think. I hope it is a benefit to you and that you do kick some class. I'll catch you guys next time.